Welcome to Euractiv's Digital Brief Podcast. My name is Luca Bertuzzi, your digital media editor. This week marked the third anniversary from the entry into force of GDPR, Europe's flagship data protection framework. We're going to look at how it has been implemented so far. For a complete overview of the most relevant digital and media developments over the past 7 days, sign up to my free newsletter or visit the website euractiv.com. This is Euractiv's Digital Brief Podcast.
This episode is powered by the Coalition to Stop Stalker Ads.
30 human and digital rights organizations have sent a letter to members of the European Parliament calling on them to ban unlawful tracking and surveillance in online advertising. Nearly 3 years after GDPR became law, e-privacy still hasn't passed. We need Parliament to stand up to the European Council and the big member states' governments.
The General Data Protection Regulation, better known as GDPR, is a comprehensive legal framework that sets the data protection rules for European data subjects. EU institutions usually present GDPR as the golden standards for privacy regulation at international level. Several countries, like Brazil and India, have in fact adopted privacy laws that are reportedly modeled after GDPR. While there is little doubt that GDPR is a solid privacy framework on paper, it is its enforcement process that has led to much criticism. Didi Reynders, the European Commissioner responsible for the implementation, had this to say.
We need to go further in the implementation, a correct enforcement of the GDPR in all the member states. And so for the moment, we are working on this. So all it's possible to see a real implementation of the GDPR in all the member states, in the 27. And then all it's possible to try to convince more and more partners in the world that it's needed to work with the same kind of process, not exactly the same, of course, but the same kind of, again, human-centric approach about the data protection.
Last week, we have seen how the European Parliament's plenary session endorsed a resolution calling for an infringement procedure to be started against Ireland for failing to endorse GDPR, for failing to enforce GDPR. The EU lawmakers echoed criticism that had risen from other data protection authorities against the Irish Data Protection Commissioner. The critics consider that the Irish authorities have been too timid in the implementation of the legal framework. However, there are those that consider this criticism not to be completely fair. Ireland has a key role in the enforcement, as many tech companies are headquartered in its territory. However, it is in fact the whole GDPR enforcement architecture to be flawed. In an implementation progress report, the non-profit organization Access Now stressed several critical points. First of all, it should be noted that enforcement of GDPR is the responsibility of the data protection authorities of each member state. This leads to severe discrepancies in the implementations, as DPAs vary in their volume of activity and level of fines. For example, the Spanish authority is the most active one, having issued 223 fines, 37% of the total. The least active DPAs are those of Luxembourg and Slovenia, which only issued one fine each. Although the total number of fines is increasing, so have the complaints for GDPR breaches. As a result, only a very small portion of these complaints have been addressed already. The reason that is often given for both these territorial discrepancies and the low response rates are the different financial resources. The DPAs are under the responsibilities of national authorities, which also decide their budget. While the budget allocated to DPAs across Europe has been steadily increasing, it is still very far from enough. Starting a legal proceeding against a company takes time and money. To put things into perspective, the Irish authority can now count on a 19 million budget, but it's also facing companies like Google, with a revenue of almost 150 billion per year. Another weak link seems to be the one-stop shop mechanism. GDPR established the European Data Protection Board, composed of all EU data protection authorities. The mechanism is meant to identify the leading supervisory authority in cross-border cases, namely when the processing of personal data involves several countries. Although fine in principle, the cross-border mechanism is very time-consuming, to the point that it was defined a bottleneck by several DPAs. The report also mentioned a case where, in order to avoid cooperation with other authorities, the French DPA preferred to apply sanctions referring to a legislation other than GDPR, the e-privacy regulation. The researchers interviewed the DPAs directly, asking them what they considered as the main issues for operationalizing the one-stop-shop mechanism. They identified four recurrent issues. First, the communication and collaborative tools were largely considered inadequate. Second, procedural differences at national level prevent effective cooperation. Third, the cooperation process takes too long and it is insufficiently clear how to use the emergency procedure. Four, there are no clear guidelines to identify the leading authority in charge of the case. To conclude, there is a lot of talk in Brussels about regulating the digital space, and the Commission agenda is indeed full of legislative proposals. EU rules are often very well balanced, which is why they take years to take shape. In the case of GDPR, it took 5 years. Still, what is the point of such a lengthy process to produce a very comprehensive legal framework that is then poorly implemented? Failing to implement GDPR doesn't just make this process futile, it also undermines the EU ambition to impose its standards at the international level. Before rushing from one legislative proposal to the other, it would perhaps make more sense to make the best of what you have already. Listening to those in charge of the enforcement would be the natural starting point for a serious revision of the legal enforcement of GDPR. That's all we got time for this week. Don't forget to sign up to my free Digital Brief newsletter to receive a comprehensive overview of digital media stories in your mailbox. I'm your Luca Bertuzzi, and thank you for listening.